You're listening to Comedy Central.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Sam J, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Hey, man, what's up?
It's really an honor to have you here because there are many comedians who I appreciate as being funny, but there are a few comedians who I envy when I watch their stuff. And it's always comedians where I go like, I could have never thought of that. I could have never done that. Where did you even get that idea? You've always been one of those comedians. I mean, it's probably the reason Netflix said, we want you to make a special. It's probably one of the reasons SNL said, we want you to come on the show and write. And it's probably one of the reasons that HBO Max said, we want you to make a show unlike any other, which is exactly what you did. Pause with Sam J. First of all, let's start with the title, Pause. I mean, it seems like the antithesis of what you want a show to be about because it seems like it has so much thrust. So why Pause with Sam J?
Well, I thought about it. And when we were kind of coming up with names, we were throwing a bunch of stuff at a wall. And Pause just seemed to be two things. I thought it was a funny little double entendre on how it's kind of used to say, like, chill out on gay stuff, and especially the Black community. And I thought that was like a little cheeky way to play with that. And then the other side of it was, I feel like that's what the show is asking people to do. I think it's asking people to take a beat and hear another perspective and take a beat and consider another angle than just your own. And so I feel like it was kind of serving two purposes in that way.
What's also cool about the show is that it genuinely feels like you. It just feels like your hangout. I mean, you've got people drinking, you've got music playing in the background, you know, you've got clouds of smoke everywhere, you know, people are speaking freely doing it. It almost feels like you tricked HBO into paying for you to throw parties with your friends. That's what it really feels like,
you know? A little bit. It's a little bit of that. I know when we were coming up with it, we were like, yeah, this is like, the hang is good, but we have to like put some substantial things into it, or it will feel like we just tricked HBO into paying us to hang out. And so it is a little bit of that, though. But I do think that hangs are where you get honesty. You know what I mean? I feel like whenever I'm kicking it, I'm not getting these like pre-packaged Twitter answers or even, you know, pre-staged ideas of what the world is. I think when you're kicking it and you're just hanging, people are not afraid to maybe say something they're not necessarily supposed to say because everybody's guards down. But I think something that the show does well is it truly is a hang with my friends. Everybody who comes to the house is somebody I know. It's not just people we're picking like out of the sky. And I think it sets up a level of like comfortability, you know? And I've always kind of just been a person that's open to other people's ideas and opinions. And so I think it's easy for people to get into the flow of the party and just have a good time. And because there is no ill intent in the show, there is no gotcha moment, even in the interviews that are separate from the party, I think people are more willing to just be honest because everyone's kind of being honest. So it's not like any particular person's being called out.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I remember watching the first episode and I was like, okay, either Sam and these people are amazing actors or this is actually like a slice of her life. Even the way you speak, it doesn't seem like it's scripted in any way. It seems like there's a structure, but it doesn't seem like it's scripted out. You know, like for instance, like you're throwing out the N-word and that's just how you speak. And I remember talking to a friend of mine who's an older comedian, older Black man. And I was like, have you seen the show? It's amazing. He's like, man, he's like, I love that show, man. Sam's one of the funniest people I've ever seen. He's like, but boy, she uses the N-word. Man, she says that N-word.
Yeah, for sure. And it is how I actually speak, you know. And I did think about it. Of course, I knew there was going to be some criticism behind it. And I had to consider, like, do I want to try to change my speech right. for the show? And I actually made a really strong decision not to do that because I felt like, one, I speak like how the people that I came up with, the people from my neighborhood that I grew up with, my friends, we all speak this way. And I didn't want to act like we didn't. And I also didn't want to present something to the world that said, if someone speaks this way, then they're not intelligent or you shouldn't listen to their opinion or take in consideration what they're saying. You know what I mean? And I also didn't want to put on a different suit and have my friends and people I come up with feel like, yo, in order to make it, I can't be me. I gotta be some other version of myself. You know what I mean? But I also do, like, I get the criticism, and especially when I get it from older Black people, I truly do understand it and I respect it. And I was really thinking, like, how can I kind of fix this? Because I didn't want to just come off as someone who's just disrespectful, you know? And so I decided that the last episode, we're going to count up all the N-words and I'm going to give $50. I'm going to give $50 to a charity, an LGBTQ charity for Black people.
Well, I feel like, I mean, that's the ultimate solution to any, you go like, someone goes like, I use the N-word a lot. Well, every time I use it, I will be donating charity. And now it's just like, yeah, well, now people are almost cheering for you. Like, I'm going to be sitting at home like, yes, another one. Come on, Sam. You can do it. Another one, Sam. Another one. Do it.
Yeah, it's an N-word-a-thon. Of course.
I think maybe that's what I love about your show, is that you yourself have had to break out of the one label that people want to give you. They just go like, oh, you are a Black woman, so that means you have to be this. And they go like, oh, no, you are lesbian, so you have to be this, and et cetera, et cetera. And I, to be honest, in my humble opinion, I think that's what makes the show and everything that you do so fantastic. So congratulations. I can't wait to see the final episode because I want to see how much money gets donated. I want to count up all the N-words. And thank you so much. I hope we see season 2, season 3, season 4, and it just keeps on going. And hopefully I see you again on the show.
Man, thank you so much for having me. This was really cool.
I appreciate you, Sam. Take care.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at FisherHomes.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.